We continue our learning. We are in Zvachim Perek Dalam Mishnah Hey. It says in the Torah, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, Asher Yakriv Korbono L'chol Nidrehem U'l'chol Nidvosam. So Ish Ish, the double language, comes to include non-Jews, that they can be Noder Nidarim U'Nidavos, which are different types of Korbonos. Remember, Nidarim is where someone says, Hare Alai Korbon, Nidavos Hare Zu Korbon, and a non-Jew can do the same. Ish Ish Asher Yakriv includes a non-Jew. So Kotche Goyim says the Mishnah regarding Korbonos that non-Jews are bringing to the Beis HaMikdash, Ein chayavin aleihem mishum pigul nosar v'tameh. The Mishnah here says, in the name of Rabbi Meir, as we'll see, this is Rabbi Meir's opinion, that there's no, if the korban becomes pigul, the korban the Kohen had a machshava chutz l'zmano, but this was a korban of a non-Jew, says Rabbi Meir, it does not become pigul. Anyone who eats from the flesh, therefore, is not going to be chayv kares. Same thing, if it was leftover time, no sir, leftover from the flesh after this man achila, and someone ate it, he's not chayiv kares either. And someone who's tameh, who ate from that carbon of a non-Jew, is not going to be chayiv for eating kachin betumah, because it's a carbon of a non-Jew. V'hashochatam b'chutz, and a person who shechts the carbon of a non-Jew outside the azara, carbonos are not permitted to be shechted outside the azara. If you do so, you chayiv kares, but in such a case, your potter, kachay b'nei Yisrael, yes, but kachay goyim not. Divrei Rabbi Meir, although we don't follow Rabbi Meir, that's the first opinion in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Mechayev, Rabbi Yossi says, you are a chayev kares for pigul, no sar and tamei. What person who eats if it's leftover, or a pigul had a chutz lizmano machshava, or someone whose tamei ate it, and shchita b'chutz outside the azara as well, yuchayv b'kotche goyim as well. And the Brisa on Memheim and Aleph brings the following, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ro'ani b'chulon l'hachmir. You know why I think we should be machmir by kotche of non-Jews? Because the Pasuk says, in Vayikra Chav Beis, asher yakrivu l'Hashem le'ola. The carbon in the end of the day is to Hashem, and therefore whatever rules apply to the carbon of a Jew will apply to the carbon of a non-Jew. What's the logic of Rabbi Meir that Pigul Noser and Tame and Shochatan Bachutz does not apply to Kodshe Goyim? So the Bar Tanur tells you that that the real source is, we begin with Tumah. Tumah, it says, V'inazru mi Kodshe b'nei Yisrael. They shall separate themselves from the kachim, from the karbanos of B'nai Yisrael, it says. That implies that if you have karbanos that are makudash through non-Jews, so they're not subject to whatever it says in those sukkah. I mean, this is in Vayikra, Parsuk Chav Beis. So that takes care of, but that refers to Tumah. So that only takes care of Tumah. How do I know that Pikul and Noser don't apply to that as well? So the answer is because I have a Gzera Shava. I have from Tumah, I have the Pasuk, it says, it uses the word, the Shor Chilul, desecration, and Noser also has the word Chilul, desecration, so the Gzera Shava there. And I can learn a double Gzera Shava because once I know that Noser is like Tameh, that it does not apply to the Kachim, to the Karbonos of a non-Jew, I can connect Noser to Pigul because Pigul has the word Avon and Noser has the word Avon. So we begin with Tumah, V'inazu b'kachim b'nei Yisrael and not Kachim and not Karbonos of non-Jews. Then I have Chilul Gzera Shava to connect Tameh to Noser. And then I connect Noser to Pigul with Avon. So that's the Machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi regarding Kodshe Goyim. Then the Mishnah says, which is really a continuation of the previous Mishnah, Devarim She'en Chayavin Aleim Mishum Pigul. All of those things that we said, there's no chiyuv pigul, we spoke about because there's nothing that's matir them. They themselves maybe are the matir. The Kometz, the Lavona, the Ktoris, etc. Still, Chayavin Aleim Mishum Nosar. If they were left over from the carbon beyond the time, you will be chayiv kares for nosar and mishum tameh. And if you ate any of those things with tumas haguf, you're going to be chayiv kares. So take, for example, the kometz. That was the first on the list. The kometz is that is the shechita of the flower offering, is what's in the palm where he folds over his fingers. So what do we say about the kometz? If the carbon mincha became pigul, you're not chayiv kares for eating the kometz. Okay, but if the carbon was left over, Moreover, you will be chayiv kares for eating the komets for an iser of nosar. If you're tameh and you ate the komets, you're going to be chayiv kares. So what? But says the Mishnah, but chutz ben adam. But when it comes to dam, you're not going to be chayiv mishum nosar, nor mishum tumah. Now, dam, we said, is a matir. Okay, I understand why there was no pigul there. But why wouldn't there be chiyuv of nosar or tameh? We said all the things that are not on the list of pigul are still going to be chayiv kares for nosar or tameh. So the answer is, because the pasuk says, v'ani nisativ lachem ala mizbeach, I have given the blood for you on the mizbeach, l'chaper al nafsho seichem. So what are we focusing on? Ani nisativ lachem, lachem, for you. It should be yours, the blood, like all other unholy objects, and not like kachim. And lechaper means it's given to you for atonement. That's what the blood is there for, to atone for our sin, and not for me'ila, and not for you to violate misappropriating from hekdesh. And therefore, what do we see from here? When it comes to blood, so it's excluded from tumah and excluded from nosar. Basically, what the pasuk is saying is that dam you're not allowed to eat anyway. If you eat dam, you chayiv kares. If you eat dam, so what it's saying is that the chiyuv of dam ani nisativ lachem, which means it's going dam is going to be treated like all other chulin, not like kachim. There's an iser to eat dam, and that's independent of karbanos. And I want to keep it that way. So the Isra of Dam exists in Aladid blood, that's true. We're not going to add on a prohibition because now it's in the world of Karbanos. And that, therefore, there's no Nosar Chiyuv and no Tumah Chiyuv. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bidavar Shedarko Lehe Achel. He says, when do we say that a person is going to be Chayav, Kares? Chayiv kares for what? For the things that we mentioned, that things that you're not chayiv pigul for. So we had on the list from the previous Mishnah, we had Levona and Ketores and Komets, Minchas Kohanim, all of those things that don't have a matir. They themselves maybe are the matir. So we said, there's no pigul there. If the carbon's pigul, you're not chayiv kares for eating those things. But there is a chiyuv, our Mishnah teaches us, of nosar. If it's left over, you chayiv kares for eating, and if you're tameh, you chayiv for that. Says Rabbi Shimon, he modifies the Tana Kama's statement. That only applies to those things that bnei other normal human beings eat. It may be something that's supposed to be placed on the mizbeach. Let's say the komets as an example, or the mincha of the kohanim. That happens to be burnt on the mizbeach, but that's something people could eat. It's darko lechol, so therefore you're going to be chayef for tumah for that. Aval kigon ha'etzim, he says, what are the wood, v'halavona, and the frankincense, v'haktoris, and the incense, these ein chayavin aleim mishum tumah. So here he doesn't mention, it sounds like nosar that I agree with. Well, nosar will apply. But he says, you're not going to be chayav for tumah on these things, says Rabbi Shimon, because they're things that darko shel b'nei adam are not to eat. So if a person ate them, or he was makved when he was tameh, he's going to be pater from kares. Why the chachamim disagree? They say, no, eitzim, levona, yichayav for tumah as well, nosar, tumah, etc., even though they're not generally edible, because the pasuk says, in Parshas Tav, v'habasar asher yiga b'chol tameh. The word v'habasar there is superfluous in that pasuk. And therefore, that word basar comes to include actually things that are not flesh. Eitzim and Lavona, even though they're not edible, yichayev for tumah on those as well, and we follow the opinion of the Chachamim. Perek Dala Mishnah Vav, L'shem Shisha Devarim Hazevach Nizbach. Mishnah is coming to teach us what is the kavana need to be when a Kohen is bringing a korban or someone else is shechting the korban, which a zar is permitted to do. What kavana does a person need? So the number one is L'shem Zevach. He has to have has kavana that he's bringing this for this particular karbon at the time of the shechita. So let's say as a karbon ola, you need to have kavana that this is l'shem ola and not l'shem another karbon. L'shem zoveach, you have to have in mind the shame of the Bailam, the owner of this particular Zevach, and not the shame someone who's not the owner. L'shem Hashem, which is the shame HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have Hashem in mind. L'shem Ishim, which means Ishim is Esh, you have in mind that you're going to be makter, burn part of the korban on the Mizbeach, and not that I'm going to roast certain pieces on my own coals. It has to be that it's being placed on the Mizbeach itself, on the fire of the Mizbeach. L'shem Reach, you have in mind, as it says, Reach Nichach, pleasing for Hashem, not for, what does that come to exclude? So that actually, Gemara explains that if a person, lest they would roast it, and then bring it out off the Maracha, before the Mizbeach, and then he placed it on the Mizbeach. So there's not going to be Ma'ale Reach. You're not going to have the fragrance. The fragrance comes is when you take the raw meat and you burn it. If you would roast it first and then place what it's already cooked, already roasted on the Mizbeach, it's not going to have a Reach Nicholach. So it has to be where I plan this as a Reach Nicholach. I cannot roast it first and then place it on the Mizbeach. That doesn't count. L'shem Nicholach. Oh, so first is Reach and then Nicholach. Those are actually separate. So Reach is to make sure it has a nice smell. Don't roast it first. Nicholach means it should be nachas ruach for Hashem, pleasing to Hashem. I want that I'm doing something that Hashem, that is Hashem's will. I want him to accept this as the pasuk says. Ola ishei reach nicholach l'Hashem v'hachatos. Oh, so that is the first on this list when we speak about a korban ola. V'hachatos v'ha'asham, a person who's bringing a korban chatos. So at the time he does the shechita, he has to have l'shem chet. He has to have in mind that it's for this particular sin that I'm bringing the korban. Amar Rabbi Yossi, ach bishtalohi avalibo l'shem echon nikolelu kasher. Shutzanai Beistin. He says, even if you had any things that's in mind, he just shechted it stam. We assume it's going to be kosher anyway, because that's part of the Tanai Beistin. That's part of the condition, the stipulation the Chachamim had in the Karbanos, that when you shechted stam, we assume that that it's going to be lishma. She'ein ha-machshava ho-leches ela achar ha-ove. Because the machshava of only follows the person who's doing the service and does not follow the owner of the korban. The pasuk says hamakriv oso lo yechashev. We only care about the person who's doing the service, and therefore we assume that the person who is shechting, we say, is stama lishma. We assume that it is being done lishma. And some explain further, it's part of the Tanai Beistin was, since anyway having no kavana is acceptable, it's better maybe not to have kavana at all. Why? So you didn't make a mistake. Having the wrong kavana potentially could ruin the karban. So therefore comes Rabbi Yossi to say, there's a Tanai Beistin, the machshava doesn't follow the person who's doing the shechita, the bailim who would be doing the shechita, it follows the oved. We're assuming that the kohen had the proper intent in mind. The different ways to understand the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi is some would claim that the Tanakhama would require these, and some say no, even the Tanakhama to some extent says stama lishma. Maybe some of these would be required and others would not be required. Some would claim that maybe designating the karban its particular designation or having the right owner in mind is important, and if not, it's you're not yotzei. So different ways to understand the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi in this Mishnah.